District heating systems are widely used for heat supply in Nordic countries. In today's economic climate, where prices are constantly fluctuating and more attention is being paid to energy efficiency, district heating needs to be in constant evolution. Heat substations play an important role here, and their correct dimensioning and design ensure that the heat supplied by the district heating system reaches the end user with the lowest possible losses, at the required temperatures, and without creating additional problems for the supply of heat to the building. Despite the rapid development of heating substations, there are still problems with their operation, and unfortunately, most of the faults are caused by the wrong choice of equipment. In Estonia, there is a manual on the design and selection of equipment for heating substations, but in practice, it may not provide enough information and answers to specific questions that may arise. The study focused on the dimensioning of equipment that create the most problems in the operation of heating substations, such as heat exchanger, control valve, circulation pump, and pipes. When choosing heat exchangers, you should pick one with the lowest number of plates and 0 to 10 oversurfacing. It reduces the possibility of corrosion, clogging, overheating, and uneven transmittance of heat. Control valves have to be from pressure class PN16 or better to ensure that the valve does not burst during higher pressures. For domestic hot water, the circulation must be made out of stainless steel to ensure that no hazardous substances are discharged into the water supply. When choosing pipes, it is recommended to pick one with a nominal diameter that corresponds to the connection of the circulation pump. It ensures an uniform circulation in the building. With the selected equipment, we can reduce the water flow to the building. Heat loss, pumping energy consumption, temperature control speed, etc., and therefore reducing energy prices for household. The study provides additional information on how to select heating substation equipment, as the available guidance and training materials may remain general for engineers and designers.